Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did I ever tell you guys the story about when I almost became Charlie Sheen's social media intern?
What?
Why? I hate that you're like, hey, let's do a podcast and I'm going to share something that I should talk about anytime. Why?
Why have we not talked about this on the air?
I could have sworn I've told you guys this story before.
No, what happened? Tell us the story.
So someone sent me a link because I was like big into social media in college. You know, like I just loved it and I was an early adopter to all forms and was really like very active on social media in college because it was still like very new at that time. You know, this was like 2007, 8, 9-ish. And Facebook was still the social media of choice, but Twitter was like emerging at that time. And someone sent me a link. It was like, hey, you can become Charlie Sheen's social media intern. And basically the link was you just submitted your name, email address, and in 140 characters or less, which at that time was the length of a tweet, say why you felt like you should be Charlie Sheen's social media intern. And this was after Charlie Sheen's winning and all of the drama of him leaving CBS with the Two and a Half Men fallout and the interviews that he did on Dan Patrick's show. And
this was like way past him and Denise Richards divorcing, right?
Oh, yeah. This was around the Tiger Blood stuff. And
oh, you know, this like is why you wanted us to bring up Tiger Blood.
Yeah. This is, I alluded to it at the end of last week's podcast. So I submit something, you know, don't think anything of it. About 2 weeks later, I get an email. Congratulations, you've moved on to the next round of this nationwide search for Charlie Sheen's next social media intern. So in this round, it was essentially the same thing as the first round, only you had 160 characters. You had a little bit longer to expand upon your answer as to why you felt like it was necessary for you to become Charlie Sheen's social media intern. But they had dwindled it down. So I went through it again. Again, not thinking anything of it. I was like, oh, that's cool that I made it through the first round, but it's, you know, what are the odds? About 1 or 2 weeks later, I get another, congratulations, you've moved on to the third round. And I think, I want to say this was a round where it was like a little bit longer. You had to submit like two paragraphs worth of like what you would do if you were Charlie Sheen's, like what your strategy would be and all of that. So I submit an answer and eventually I get word back about a week or two later. Congratulations, you're on to the fourth round of this thing. And with this, it was a video, there was a video component involved. They wanted you to pick a company that you felt like had a really good brand strategy with their social media.
I hope this job pays well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And talk about it and then submit the video and it will be viewed on, or like you'll be judged on how good the video looks, you know, how many views you get, all of this. Now, I had about 75,000 people, I think, submitted into this competition. I got down to the top, I think, 150. And it was all everyone making these video rounds. And it included, like, some now, like, real famous, like, YouTubers, like, I was going up against. And I'm just like, this.
Were you all in the room together?
Nobody. No. This was like in this final round.
How did you know?
Because when people would submit their videos, you had to submit it with a certain title. And so then you could search other people's videos and see their videos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so at this point, I'm down to like the last 150 people for this coveted job, which, I mean, it was kind of coveted. Charlie Sheen was a, you know, kind of
still big name.
Loony at the time, though, oh, you know, right?
I think he's always going to be loony.
Yeah, he was like kind of really off his rocker at this point in time. But the opportunity was there. And I was like, this could be really, really cool. And a lot of people were asking me, they're like, would you really want to go work for Charlie Sheen? And I was like, why not? Like, you know, I think it'd be a cool opportunity. So I make this video. I made it all about Shakespeare's Pizza and in Columbia, Missouri, because I always thought their social media was great, and talked about it and shared it with all my friends, had all my friends share it. And it was, you know, went like kind of semi-viral. It didn't really go fully viral, obviously.
Like your video?
My video.
So you had to make a video of yourself just explaining this pizza place.
Yes. And why I felt like they had really good social media. And I, you know, I told them, I was like, hey, please consider following me. The video is probably still on YouTube somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, I'm going up against these like people with like that are like actual YouTubers, and this is before YouTubers was like a job, like before YouTube paid creators for this. So, but they had large followings, and they were, you know, racking up just so many views. So I really had to scratch and claw to get every single view that I got on the video, and this was like, I think it was like a 2-week time period. Meanwhile, people are finding out about it. Like local media is finding out about it. Radio stations from all over the country that like had me on their shows. I remember I did a morning show in Minneapolis at one point. I was like, why does Minneapolis care about some dude from Nashville? But I guess I was one of the only ones they could get a hold of. And so like I'm doing all this media about it and they're asking me all the same questions and, you know, I'm telling them where they can find the video and yada, yada, yada. It turns out I did not make it past that fourth round. That was the farthest I went. And I tried to keep tabs on what ended up going on with this thing. Now, I will say this. In hindsight, I'm pretty sure the entire thing was a scam.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that the company that was doing it, I think it was internships.com that was running this entire thing, was doing it without Charlie Sheen knowing. Because whenever they would post images or anything, it was called the hashtag Tiger Blood internship. And they never used any photos of Charlie Sheen in the imagery on the website or anything.
There's the kind of,
And now looking back, I'm like, oh, dang. Like, I bet they did not have his approval and they just did this all for name recognition because people had to go to internships.com to basically, you know, like submit stuff.
Yeah. It put their name out there.
Yeah. And so I don't think anyone ever technically ended up becoming Charlie Sheen social media intern. But this was at the time, too. It was shortly after he signed up for Twitter. And do you remember he set the initial record for the fastest person to reach 1 million followers on Twitter? And he did it within like 24 hours.
Yeah.
And because he signed up, and this was when he was a lightning rod of content.
Yeah. And I remember, I think there was like a bunch, like he was way up there in how many people would respond to his tweet and retweet his tweets because of all the crazy stuff he was saying. Too,
right.
If I remember correctly.
And so this company like kind of just tapped into that. And I don't know if they maybe had connections or thought they could eventually get connections or if it was just a straight up scam from the beginning. But
I don't know.
I don't think anyone ever.
But he tweeted it.
Charlie Sheen did?
He did.
Okay.
So I'm looking this up because there was a hoax. But the hoax was that like a student came out and said he won. And he didn't. Like someone just tweeted, I won the internship, Team Sheen. And then when people pressed him on it, he goes, I'm just kidding. I didn't win that. But Charlie Sheen originally, because on March 8th, 2011, shortly before Charlie Sheen was fired from Two and a Half Men, the actor announced that he's looking to make a hire of his own, except his own intern. Sheen tweeted Monday that he wants to hire someone to assist him. The tweet is a paid endorsement for internships.com. So there's maybe was like, wasn't a real thing, but yeah, maybe it wasn't a real thing, but who knows?
So did, and you, it doesn't say who actually did end up winning.
No, I'm looking at one notable. Says Charlie Sheen, this is the AI overview. Charlie Sheen's social media intern was a paid position that garnered immense media attention and tens of thousands of applications. The intern was tasked with helping Sheen build a social media presence. One notable intern, Josh Burstein, there we go, went to work on President Barack Obama's reelection campaign after working for Sheen.
Oh, wow.
So I wonder if he was the winner or...
Wow. Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, right?
Man, that could have been me.
Right?
I could have worked for a president.
You could have hung out with Obama.
Yeah, I could have worked for a president, former Illinois senator.
Wow.
People always say that if Mike Ditka actually ran for Senate that year, Obama wouldn't have been a thing.
Was he considering it?
Yeah, there was like a big news thing back in, wasn't 06, was it?
Are they same ticket?
Or no. Barack was Democrat. Ditka was Republican, but. Bears fans are not the smartest people sometimes.
No, but Bears fans, I mean, look, if Jay Cutler ran for office, I think he would win. You know, like, I feel like...
Well, yeah, it's the name brand. And yeah, at that point, that's when Ditka's name was still pretty hot in Chicago.
Yeah.
But...
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can I share you? I don't know if I actually told you guys this story.
What? If you made out with Charlie Sheen, this is going to be really annoying.
You want a contest too.
But so forgive me if I have told you this story, but I'm really dating myself. So I have two, and I'll keep them short. One is I was 24, and the very, very first reality show to ever go on TV, I submitted myself for.
What was it?
Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire?
Oh, did it end up being Joe Millionaire?
Yeah, I think that's what they ended up calling him. Right?
It was
so. I got
Joe Millionaire.
I got selected, and I was one of the people. And at the time, I was working at a different station. And
oh, which one?
Well,
yeah, I wish you would like expand on that.
So, the host of that show got a little too excited about the prospect of the attention this might get.
Mm.
And I kept getting phone calls from the producers of the show who were give some of the ground rules. Whatever you do, you can't talk about it. You know, all these rules. In the meantime, businesses around the Chicago area are offering their help. So I went on in the Gold Coast to a very high-end shoe shop who they gave me two pairs of shoes.
Oh my
like
God.
Espadrilles and everything to wear with my fancy dresses.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Cause you have to like play the part. Basically.
Yeah.
You have to play the part that you're willing, able to marry a millionaire.
Well,
basically.
It was almost like a beauty contest. You had to come out in formal wear. You had to come out in a bathing suit.
Oh my God.
You had to come all this crazy stuff.
Jeez.
So I went to Nordstrom and they donated a dress for me and I go to another place and I would get a bathing suit.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So the host kept talking about it and I said, they're going to get wind of this. You cannot talk about this or, you know, I'm going to get in trouble. So stop talking about it. In the meantime, he did not stop. He did whatever he wanted, said whatever he wanted. Well, about maybe 3 or 4 weeks into it, I get a phone call from one of the producers who say, we heard that you are talking about X, Y, and Z, and we cannot have this. You are officially taken off the show.
Wait, so you were going to go on this show?
Yeah.
And was this?
I had the plane tickets.
Was this?
Hotel information.
The show that they thought they were going to marry a millionaire, but he ended up not being a millionaire.
He was like barely a millionaire, and he was really gross.
Is this the Evan Marriott guy or whatever his name was?
I think I'm thinking of the wrong. Evan Marriott, we're thinking of the same thing. But this guy was not even close to being a millionaire. He was a construction worker.
Yeah.
There was a lot of scandal afterwards because the girl that won ended up not marrying him. And then all the scandal kind of basically came out later that he was like, was he a millionaire? He was really icky looking.
Is it the who wants to marry a multimillionaire?
No, it's just, it was called Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire.
I can't find anything on this.
I remember the Joe Millionaire.
You can check up multimillionaire. I don't remember it being called that, but it was the very first reality show to ever take place. So that was weird. And then shortly after that, I, on my own accord, decided I wanted to try to go on Survivor.
Oh, nice.
So I created a video and I had my girlfriend Kim from Crown Point come over. Yep, that's it.
No way.
That's the show.
It is Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire.
That's the show.
Could have been Melissa.
Dang, man.
Thank God. It wasn't. Anyway, so.
Wait, thank God. Dude. No, you wanted to be on it.
Yeah.
Well, not when all was said and done. When all this stuff came out about how gross he was and he was weird.
Yeah, sure.
Aftermath, after the show, Condra made numerous public comments about how she was offended by Rockwell's kissing her on stage, that they never consummated their marriage, and how the entire episode went against her set of morals. Oh, I think that was the person who won.
Oh.
Yeah. She like totally backed
Well, Mel doesn't have morals, so you would have been okay there. Right?
No, you would have won.
So,
who wants to get rid of their morals for a multimillionaire would have made sense too.
So,
we should do a reality show. Who Wants to Marry a Melissa McGurran?
No, no, no. We
yes. Think about the. You'd get free shoes from Nordstrom.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go back to that. You do have to wear a bikini, though.
Oh, my gosh. That's not happening.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway.
So, you try out for Survivor. Sorry.
I had to make a video. So, yep. I'm coming up in my head. I'm like, I'm going to make a real sticky, funny video where I just look like an idiot.
Kim and Crown Point helped you with it.
Kim and Crown Point helped me with it. She, and then. It was a long time ago, so we found somebody to like, I like worked in the editing of it. And it actually ended up pretty good. And I liked my idea. And I thought, well, we'll see what happens. Submitted the video. And 2 weeks later, I get a call from Survivor.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, you've made it past the first round.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's awesome.
So then there was the second round, which was like a questionnaire type of thing. They started asking you questions. Made it past the second round.
Let's go.
And then as the third round came around, for some reason, the producers of Survivor were the same producers of Amazing Race.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, CBS.
I did not know that. So the producer calls me and says, look, we think we already have all the people that we want to use for Survivor. And I was like, oh, crap. Okay. He goes, but we might want to use you for the Amazing Race.
Oh, snap.
And I was like, great. I'm like, sounds good. Never heard from him again.
No!
Wait, so what year would this have been? Do you remember what the next Survivor season that you would have been on was?
It was still fairly new. They might have been in like four seasons or something. It was still new.
Okay.
Five seasons.
Okay.
Had you watched The Amazing Race? Like, were you familiar with it?
Yeah. They were kind of new, but not new.
Who,
new.
Who would you have brought with you?
Yeah. Who had been your Amazing Race partner?
I don't know, because I never got even the call to come back, so I don't even think I thought about it.
Who would you pick between Austin and I?
Mel, if you had the opportunity today, who would you pick?
Oh, good question.
Man, that's a great, maybe, so this is for the Amazing Race.
Yeah.
It's Amazing Race.
So I would say.
Make it across the world.
I'll have to say, Austin, you and Kyle and Marcy are all really, you know, especially Marcy, her memory is like a freaking sponge.
I think Marcy would be.
Marcy's competitive.
Too. Yeah, and Marcy is like sneaky, like would be sneaky competitive.
She travels a lot.
She know. And I've always said.
She's got a sponge for her brain. She remembers everything.
Like, I get anxious traveling, not because I'm like afraid of anything happening, but I'm very a stickler on time, to which Haley will make fun of me for. Like, she wants to get to the airport as late as possible. I'm like, I don't mind getting there a little bit earlier to like grab a drink or like do something, as opposed to like waiting in line. And like what trip were we going on semi-recently? We were going somewhere and it was when we flew out to Nashville on Labor Day, and I had booked a very early flight because we were going to meet up with my family and I wanted to get there a little bit earlier, and I knew Haley didn't want to be on that early flight. It was at like 6:30 or something. So normally I would get to the airport pretty early, but I'm like, I'm going to go there later so we can sleep in a little bit and she doesn't hate me all day, essentially. And I was also like, plus we'll get there. I mean, it's 5:30, 6 in the morning. We're going to be there. No traffic. We'll be fine. We started hitting traffic and I tensed, and Haley saw it and she goes, you good? I'm like, I'm fine. I don't love that we're doing this, but we're fine. And we got there with like a few minutes to spare, but I'm like, this is why I don't like doing it. Because I don't like the thought of like, okay, this went wrong. And if it goes wrong at security.
Yeah.
And if it goes wrong here. And if something happens, now we're running behind.
Yeah,
and
right.
I hate that. So I would not be
good. Be like stressed the entire
time. Yes. And I will willingly say that I don't think I'd be good at the Amazing Race. I think Marcy would be good at the Amazing Race.
Well, and I'm going to agree with you in the sense of, I think that you, which is a good thing. You take things very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would want to win.
Oh, yeah.
But that's kind of how you are here. Like, you take it seriously, as you mm-hmm. should.
Yep.
And you want to win and you want to do well. And I do agree that you would get probably too stressed out.
Yes, 100%.
Too worked up.
So Austin wants to be a loser. That's what I heard you just say.
No, I don't think I would be better at this than Marcy. But I do think one area that I think I would be oddly good at is like the problem solving. When S hits the fan, I think I would be able to like come up with a creative way to work around it.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, sometimes in that show, it would be like clues on like the next place to
go. Now that I'd also be good. See, I've never seen the show, so I have no idea what else is it.
It's still airing today.
I know. I've never once watched an episode. I don't know what they do. I just know that they're always in backpacks and they're running. They're like racing across.
I watched one episode, and this is where my fear of The Amazing Race came, because in that one episode, they had to do something, and then they had to stop at a gas station to grab a clue, and then they had to go to the airport. And somebody's passport fell out at the gas station.
Oh, no.
And they didn't realize until they got all the way to the airport. And I was like, that's my biggest fear in life, is just dropping something like that and feeling like I let everybody
There's
down.
So much running. So much running. I just like picture them like running through like a small town in Morocco and with their
Which
backpacks
they probably
on.
Have.
Yeah. And like, I'm like, that's, man, that is a lot.
I'm currently applying to Survivor right now.
You are?
If I had to choose between those shows, I remember when I got the news that I didn't make Survivor, but they were considering for The Amazing Race, I was disappointed.
You were disappointed because you wanted Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
But Survivor, I feel like, would be harder. It'd be more physically...
I mean, I was like 24 years old.
Yeah.
Survivor, I would be terrible at Survivor. I don't think... I've tried to play this game in my mind of like, what reality show do I think I'd be good at?
Yeah.
Survivor has gotten bad. Hear me out. They are going on season 50 next year. They're on season 49 now. Haley and I have been watching the last few seasons again. I watched early on, watched a little bit during COVID, and then started watching again.
Meredith, if you're listening, this is the time to turn off the podcast.
I love the game of Survivor, the idea of it. The people playing it suck.
Do they?
Why?
They're not. So early Survivor was like people figuring out the game. And then there were like, as the game went on, you developed villains and people who were cutthroat. They have gotten rid of that.
Oh,
really?
You're like, there's not really villains.
Bad
a lot of people and a lot of people figured out the tricks of the game.
Yeah.
So it used to be you arrive on the island and then they started putting these hidden immunity idols that like if you were going to get water by yourself and all of a sudden you look over there in the tree and then you find this hidden immunity island and nobody knew about it. And then the game became, okay, if you break off and look by yourself, everybody knows you're going for the hidden immunity idol.
Yeah, right.
So then it started to become people being like, like, oh, we all know so-and-so's looking or whatever. And then it became, we're all going to try to find it together, and whoever gets it, so we're not backstabbing. It's ridiculous. You need that sense of, like, who has the idol. Now, we just watched an episode where it was like, everybody knows these people have it, and really? So they're just, like, waiting on it at this point. It's like, it's not fun in that sense. One of my buddies texted me a couple years ago, and he goes, Survivor's full of nerds. Oh. And I went, that seems harsh. And then an article by Vulture just came out yesterday that was like, Survivor has too many nerds on it.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like the people that go on Survivor now have watched all 50 seasons.
Yes. There was somebody who practiced puzzles in their free time.
Yeah, I
saw. And they built a puzzle thing in their backyard.
They're like, it's based, like two replica, like two scale.
Based off of one of the Survivor games just to practice puzzling. And then when they were on that season, they used that puzzle again. So the person's like, oh, I guess.
I know exactly how to do this.
There was a season that I watched it too.
Isn't that nuts?
There was a kid named Spencer.
That's psycho.
I know.
There was a kid named Spencer who went to the University of Chicago. This was one of the seasons that hooked me back in. It was really good. And this kid was like a nerdy kid, younger. I think either he was in college or grad school. So obviously like a younger guy. And he was skinny looking. He was going up against like firefighters, all this. He was a skinny looking guy, but he was great at puzzles and the mind games of Survivor.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I love about the game.
The mind games?
Yes. And they don't really play them anymore. So this kid was just good enough at like, I'm going to survive each week because like, I'm going to do this. And he started to, when the merge happened, he won, kept winning immunities. So people were trying to get him out because they're like, clearly he's the best player. Yeah. But then I remember the part that always makes me laugh was number one, there was like a challenge where they had to swim up, and then after the swim, you have to do this puzzle, and that's how you got the immunity. And he was so far behind. He gets up to the puzzle. He's like, I studied all the puzzles of Survivor coming into this. I know which one this is. And he did it within like seconds.
Oh my God.
Like moved it around, did it. And they're like, you won? He goes, yeah, you've used this before. I know this.
Oh my God.
And then what? They used to do these.
That's not fun for the viewer.
That's not fun for the viewer. It's not fair to the other. And everyone should be a new puzzle.
Right. Yes. And then the other one was they used to do the auction on Survivor, which was always funny because it'd be like, we're going to offer you a milkshake. How many do you want to bid on? And like, so that would make it fun. But then people started picking up on the fact that the last item was always like a advantage in the game. So in that season, three different people were like, I'm not going to buy the milkshake. I'm not going to buy the burger. I'm not going to buy this. We're saving our money for the end. And Jeff Probst had to be like, oh, you guys are clearly just saving for the immunity. And they go, yeah, we're going to put all our money on that. So you can just skip right to that at this point.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's like the part of the game that it's like,
they're not shaking it up.
It's not fun. So they're thinking.
Literally, milkshakes.
Yeah, good call. So now there's like a lot of talks because next year is season 50. So they're bringing back, the whole season is just people who have played before.
I think they've done that before. The naked guy?
No. You mean who went to jail for tax evasion?
Yeah, that guy.
I think, actually.
He's probably pardoned by now, right?
Yeah, he's out. He needs to win another.
I think he went back on Survivor for a second time.
Mike White, the creator of Lotus, he's
Mike
going
White.
Back on
White Lotus fame.
Oh wow!
There's like a bunch of people that if you know the game, they're on it, which is really cool. But it is it's gonna a
David
lot of people,
Sampson, the former president of the Miami Marlins, who's like a big presence on Dan Le Batard show.
Is he going back for 50?
I don't know if he's going back, but he was on the show. He was the first one voted out.
But
it was the celebrity. It was the
celebrity edition.
Yeah.
But they basically, a lot of people I think are expecting them to really start to change things again for season 50.
They should.
They should.
As they should.
They got to refreshen it up.
It's just not, and then this season, the thing that's frustrating is, so it used to be, I love that this turned into a Survivor podcast because this is all I've been talking about with Haley. It
hilarious.
Used to be you arrive on the island, they split you off into two tribes, you guys compete, and then eventually there is a merge.
Yeah.
Now, when you get to the island, they split you off into three tribes.
Yeah.
And then they split up the three tribes again into three separate tribes, and then they split you off into two. Like, there's way too many merges happening, and the problem is, when you first arrive at the island, and you have to compete with your new tribe, that is how you get Flint, that's how you get food. So if you lose that challenge, you have to go at least a day or two without food.
Oh my gosh!
Which means
I couldn't do that. That's why I couldn't.
They do though.
Game.
You remember every episode?
They get real skinny.
Get real skinny. This,
my friend Sam was on the Survivor. He finished second.
But, oh my god!
Like just recently,
they Austin's famous
okay. friends that we have never heard of. But the problem was with this season. So that team loses the Flint. So they have to. They don't get that. So they lose the challenge. So they have to go, you know, to the to tribal council. Obviously, vote somebody off. Next week, you know, they still haven't eaten. Probably not the strongest team. So they lose again. So now they're down two. And they vote out another person. Fine, whatever. Maybe they'll win again. One of their players gets bitten by a snake.
Oh, geez.
On the beach. And because he hasn't eaten, they're like, you got no venom in you, but you haven't eaten. If we send you back out there, you might go into shock or like something could happen. So we have to send you home. So now this team that started off with six is down to three, and they're missing their puzzler who they voted out and their strong guy who they voted out. So then they're going up against like people who are like eating like kings at this point because they keep winning challenges.
Yeah, that peanut butter that Jeff Probst boats in.
One of the women was at Tribal Council when it got down to three, and she couldn't form a sentence. She's like, I'm sorry, I can't focus. Because they're like lightheaded at that point.
That's like Mel and I in the morning.
Yes. Yeah, it's the equivalent of working with you guys. It was wild. And then my favorite was, then they merged tribes, and that same woman still couldn't get on the winning tribe. Like,
oh,
she
God
kept going.
Her.
She was like, I just want to win something, guys.
Oh my God.
They need to shake it up.
So are you really going to try to sign up for this?
Yeah, I'll try.
Good.
I don't think,
I
admit this, I am not good at a social game because I believe everything people say to me.
That is true.
I take people at their word.
You take things literally.
Like, do you ever play the game Mafia?
Oh, yeah.
We played
I love Mafia. I love Mafia. And I know but when you play Mafia with friends, I can tell. You're kind of fishy. I think about Survivor because you're there on the island all day.
Yeah.
So at some point, you're going to have some BS conversations, talk about whatever, cool, great, grand, wonderful. And then...
It's almost like politicking.
Yes. You know? And then there are people who are going to come up to you to be like, hey, we want to go with so-and-so tonight. And I'll be like, oh, okay, interesting. And like, we'll talk about it. And then, but then somebody could come up to me and be like, they're throwing your name around. And I'll be like, oh, what? My name? No. I want to stay on the island.
Well, do it. Apply. And if... just know that Melissa and I will probably break any and all NDAs by talking about it on the air.
I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely apply.
Just so I don't have to go. That would be such a huge one.
Yeah.
I'm also not good at swimming and not good at puzzling. I am the worst Survivor contestant that will ever exist on that show, but...
You should play that angle.
We should start a game show, Who Wants to Marry a Survivor?
A multi-survivor.
Yeah, who wants to marry a survivor of somebody who was almost on the multi-millionaire dating show?
Oh my gosh. We should do our own Survivor in here. Like amongst us.
Oh my gosh.
I'm up for that.
All right, no eating. Until next week's podcast.
I take shots from Affinity Whole Health. I don't need to eat.
That's true. Yeah, Affinity Whole Health. Visit feelgreatillinois.com. Right?
And it's a great day to be alive.
All right. Well, Kyle, if you make it onto Survivor, if you need a social media intern, you
know
who to call.
Yeah, I gotcha. And if for some reason the game starts shifting into dating a multimillionaire, know who to talk to.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. We're going to get
I might
some
still
free...
know the producers over there, too.
We're going to get Kyle some free shoes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.